With summer closing in, I am so ready to ditch my cold weather clothes and say hello to shorts and tees. But I don't want to just buy what's trendy. I want to update timeless, high-quality summer pieces that I can utilize for all seasons and years to come without spending a fortune. And now I've got a lineup of beautiful clothes from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30. I'm talking about, babe.
There's washable silk tops, 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. It's actually because they partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you. I actually just ordered their linen shorts, tops, and pants that I plan to wear for this summer because they're lightweight, and I'm so excited to get them and start planning my Quince capsule wardrobe for my summer travels. Honestly, I have so much Quince clothing, and I love it all.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/husband for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. .com/husband to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/husband.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast. This is Murder with My Husband. I'm Peyton Moreland.
And I'm Garrett Moreland.
And he's the husband.
And I'm the husband.
Oh, my gosh. We missed you guys last week. It felt like it was 8 weeks since we've done a podcast. Doesn't it feel so long?
I know. Can you believe it's only been 1 week that we haven't done it?
I know.
It's weird.
It feels like it's been forever since we've been in this room recording. But we did have a really awesome holiday, and it was nice to just have some time. So thank you guys for being patient with us while we took some time off. Garrett, it's your 10 seconds, so go ahead.
Well, we got a Christmas tree.
Yes.
It took a bit, but we found one, and so I guess that can be my 10 seconds.
Yeah, we did find a Christmas tree. It's flocked. We were really wanting a flocked one, and we love it. It is the only piece of furniture we have in our living room at the moment, but we still love it, so at least we're festive.
That is true. We bought a new couch, so we're waiting on the couch, and right now we're just sitting on the floor.
I did actually wrap a whole bunch of empty Cheez-It boxes underneath the tree to make it look like we had presents to open because we usually don't do presents. So we got fake Cheez-It boxes presents underneath the Christmas tree. We mentioned on Instagram that we have some exciting news. And so here we go. We have decided to do a giveaway this holiday season. We are giving away a brand new pair of Apple AirPods for you to listen to our podcast on. If you are not an Apple user, no worries. We will do a Visa gift card for the same price as the AirPods instead. To enter this giveaway, you just need to go to our Instagram. Our username is Murder with My Husband, and our most recent post will be where you can enter the giveaway, and the details of everything will be on there. So if you're interested, go do that. The winner will be drawn and announced next Sunday, so you only have a week to enter, so hurry and get on it. If you already have AirPods, keep in mind this would be a great gift to knock off your holiday gift list, or you can just choose the gift card instead.
And we are not sponsored by Apple, so no, this is not a sponsored giveaway.
But if anyone knows Apple and wants to make this a sponsored giveaway, please do.
It's just the Christmas season, and Peyton and I thought it would be kind of fun to do a little giveaway.
Yeah.
And also, some other exciting news is we are going to be doing a Patreon. I know we've talked about it before, and I know we get a ton of DMs about it, and we're really excited to start one. It won't start until the first week of next year, so January. We're still working out a couple more details, but there will be a chance for extra episodes.
Ooh, we figured let's get out of 2020 before we get into this. So that way everything just goes right and not wrong.
Exactly.
Before we get into this episode, also, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. We have been receiving so many messages from you guys around the world, and it is seriously insane. Africa, Israel, Europe, Saudi Arabia, Czech Republic, Canada, and of course our US listeners and so many more. It is truly insane to us, and we love you all so much, and we're so happy to have you here.
Also, all the Spotify wraps that everyone was tagging us in, that was super, super cool to see.
Yeah, dang. Yeah, I mean, I'm not judging you because I listen to podcasts all day long, but some of you were like 12, 13 episodes a day, and I was just like loving it because that's totally me. So it was awesome to see.
And sorry that this intro was a little bit longer than we usually do. We just had some business we need to take care of and kind of update everyone on what was going on.
Yeah, but we'll jump right into it now. Our case sources for this week are dig.com, YouTube, NBC News, independent.co.uk, thedodo.com, ESA Journals, and that's it. And I just want to give credit to a listener who sent in part of this story for our episode this week. Her name is Brittany Olzak, and she sent it in on Facebook. So thank you, Brittany. Back in 1386, yes, you heard that correct. 1386. I get online sometimes and try to watch YouTube videos of like events that have happened in the world because I still can't even, I took history class and I don't even know what 1386 looks like.
That's a long time ago.
It's hard. But anyways, at this time, the human race did not know much really about anything. Now, I'm not saying we are all knowing creatures now. Obviously, we aren't. But we've definitely come farther than we were in the 1300s, right? So the time is 1386, and humans had been struggling with the study of animals and just how intelligent animals were. According to Laurel Brateman with dig.com, the distinction between humans and other animal species was particularly blurry. It was a popular belief at this time that animals and other things besides humans were also rational beings and even able to tell the difference between right and wrong. So essentially in the 1300s, humans believed that animals were as smart as humans.
Okay.
So they had feelings, they knew the difference between right and wrong, all that kind of stuff. They might not talk, but they had their own language. Humans thought that they were sharing the planet with species who thought as complex as the human brain did. This being said, animals way back at this time were held to the same standard as humans in some places on Earth, which means if they broke the law, they were punished and able to stand trial just as a human because they should know better, according to other humans.
Weird.
Extremely weird. I had no idea this was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was Googling it and it's insane. Like just history lesson after history lesson after history lesson about this. So one of the first documented animal trials was that of a French pig who was tried and publicly executed for murder in 1386.
What?
So this pig killed a little boy. And back in this time, like pigs just wandered around freely, but like farmers owned them, but they wandered around. And pigs are aggressive sometimes, and they killed a little boy. And so they took the pig to trial, like literally had everyone there. Uh-huh. They had testimony. They had everything. And then decided that the pig knew better and shouldn't have killed the little boy. And so then they publicly executed the pig in front of everyone in like in their little square.
I think it's just so strange that they didn't just kill the pig, but they put it right on trial.
You know? Well, because they think that the pig knows better. They think the pig is just as smart as humans. Other animals at this time were convicted of having sexual relations with men, which just think about that for a minute and what that actually means. They put an animal on trial for having a sexual relation with a human.
Yeah.
As if the animal knew better than the human. Animals sentenced to death for laying their eggs in inappropriate places, and rodents who stole food were guilty and put on trial.
It's like a movie.
In 1647, a man named Thomas was almost hanged when a pig had piglets who, and I quote, looked like him. So the science wasn't far enough along that they thought if a human had intercourse with an animal, they could still have baby animals and it would be part, it could have human DNA. Mm-hmm. So the piglets had similar features to human Thomas. He wasn't hanged though because the courts couldn't prove that those were his babies, piglets.
Okay.
Insane. 1647. Yeah,
this whole thing's weird.
So here's the problem. Besides those like amazing dogs who use those buttons to communicate with their owners and your typical like whine, growl, or yelp from an animal, they really don't communicate with humans. And we know that now. They really don't know the difference between right and wrong. And they are.
I feel like dogs do sometimes.
Well, when they're trained, right?
Yes.
So they are amazing creatures, yes. And actually, I do believe that sometimes they are more advanced than some humans, probably. But scientists have proven that humans so far are the most complex creature on Earth, and any other creature would not be held to the same standard as humans.
Okay.
So time went on and we were like, oh, yeah, no, animals definitely are not as complex as us.
Yeah.
But there is one creature who communicates far better with humans than any other creature.
I'm trying to think, but I don't know if I have any idea.
Take a guess.
I would say, I was going to say
really
dogs, but I think I was going to say like a monkey or a gorilla.
Yes, because they're similar to us, but I'm talking communicates.
Oh, like a bird? Like the
what
ones,
type of bird?
The, not a peacock. Gosh, a parrot.
A parrot.
Yeah, a parrot.
Exactly.
I knew it started with a P.
It's a parrot.
Wow.
Unlike others, parrots can mimic our language and have even learned to use it to communicate with humans. So yes, can monkeys like sign and can monkeys do things that are very human-like? Yes, but parrots are truly the only ones that have learned our language and have communicated with it. They really are making them the one species who can somewhat dance with us humans. So why this history lesson? Okay, yeah, obviously parrots can speak. You're all like, Peyton, we knew that. Today we will be covering murders where parrots have solved the case.
No way.
There's multiple.
That is so cool.
Insane. So according to Adrian Burton with ESA Journals, on February 15th, 1874, a man named William was in severe debt. So he hatched a plan to go kill his well-to-do uncles who lived together in this nice house.
Okay.
William believed that his uncles had treasure in the house and this would solve all of his problems. So he showed up, he kills both uncles, and then he kills their housekeeper named Mary. It was quite a gruesome attack. I won't go into detail, but he bludgeoned all three of them to death, which bludgeoning someone to death is like insane.
Oh my gosh. And I'm sorry, what year are we in again?
1874.
Okay.
So unable to find the treasure that he sought after when he went to do this, William left with a couple $100, yeah, which I think in 1874, is that like a lot of money?
Yeah, actually, I feel like that would have been
but not what he was thinking he was going
to. He probably thought he was going to find a treasure chest of gold or whatever. Mm-hmm,
whatever. So police search for evidence. They, you know, they get the call. They find these people and they're like, what the heck happened? But they find nothing. They just know that this has been a gruesome attack. Keep in mind, it's the 1800s. It's not like they really have a lot to look for besides like maybe footprints. But they eventually bring William to the house because he lives near the area to see if he can see that anything was out of the norm at the house. Like, can you please come in and see if anything's been taken, anything's been moved, like since you're familiar with this house? And he's like, yeah. So he walks in, and as he walks into the house, Mary, the housekeeper who he killed, her parrot, whose name is Captain Kidd,
that's so cool,
literally starts cowering in his cage in the corner of the room and cries out, murder, murder, help, help.
What?
Says that.
Is it because they were screaming murder, murder before they died?
Yes.
Wow.
So they bring William, they confront him. They're like, that was weird. So they bring him into the station. They confront him. They're like, okay, the parrot freaked out when you walked in the room. We've been in and out of this house and he hasn't said anything.
I know we just started this, but I feel like it would be so hard to be like, we trust that parrot over anybody. Oh, so you know what I'm saying?
This is like a huge part of this whole thing. And you'll see when we get to later cases is like, can they stand trial? Can you bring a parrot to the stand and say, hey, what did you see and see what they say?
Exactly.
Are they admissible? You know? And then there's people who are like, they're not much different than children.
Yeah.
Because children are witnesses in crimes a lot and they don't really understand.
Especially younger children. They just repeat their parents anyways, right?
So there's a lot of people who argue that they aren't much different than bringing a child onto the stand. But then there's judges out there who are like, absolutely not. There will not be a parrot on stand in my courtroom.
Oh my gosh. We need to get a parrot.
I know. So anyways, Mary's parrot, Captain Kidd, says murder, murder, help, help. Police bring William in and they discover after he confesses that Captain Kidd had screamed the last words his owner, Mary, had yelled when William was bludgeoning her to death.
So how do they prove that though? Like, how do we know it was those last words? Is that how a parrot always works? Or
No. So William confessed that's what the parrot had said.
Okay.
That's what she was screaming and that William told them. But what if the parrot had heard that on TV in modern day? Mm-hmm. What if the, you never, I mean, it's not strong evidence because it's not like the parrot can swear under oath.
That's true. I mean, if we had a parrot and the police came to our house, it'd be yelling murder anyways, because all you watch is CSI and Law and Order. So I'd be screwed no matter what.
It'd be like DNA, evidence, fingerprints.
Seriously.
But no, so William confesses that that's why the parrot had said that. So they put him away, whatever he cracks, and the parrot essentially solves that case.
Okay.
Case closed. Next, in California in 1993, an African gray parrot named Max was considered for use as evidence after he repeated the words, "Richard, no, no, no," when his owner was murdered.
I like that it's 1993, so it's somewhat recent.
Yeah, more recent.
Uh-huh.
The police are like, he's the sole witness. He says, "Richard, no, no, no." He keeps repeating that after his owner's death. And police find a guy not named Richard and bring him to trial. And so the defense goes to the judge and says, can we bring his pet parrot on? Because the pet parrot is saying another name. And the judge is like, no, I don't trust parrots. They end up putting this other guy not named Richard in jail for the murder.
What?
Mm-hmm. Even though this parrot was saying Richard. No, no, no.
So the guy probably didn't do it. And do you know if he's still in jail?
No, I don't know. I just know that he got put in jail and the judge was like, oh, heck no. We're not doing a parrot in this courtroom.
Oh, man. So Richard's, I mean, okay. I'm acting like I trust parrots more than anything, but he might be out there.
Well, so what the judge argued is like, he could have heard the name Richard on TV. He could have heard mm-hmm. that sentence on, he could have heard that on the radio. He could have heard someone who came months ago and said that in the house. He's like, we're not for sure that that's necessarily his owner's last words, which is what you were just saying. How do you prove that?
Yeah.
And unless the killer says, oh yeah, that's what he said, then we'll never know.
Okay, got it. Okay, next.
Case closed. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. So, I speak a little bit of Spanish. Okay, that's not true. I speak Spanish fluently for the most part. And Peyton has always wanted to learn a language, so she's actually started using Babbel, and she's going to use it the next time we go to Mexico, and I'm really excited to see how her Spanish is.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/husband. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/husband, spelled BABBEL.com/husband. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're jumping into an ad right now, and I've had this question. I think about it all the time because I hate getting sick. Do you ever wonder why some people just don't get sick? One of the reasons you can help yourself from getting sick is Armra colostrum.
Okay, obviously I had no idea that colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and is an exclusive source of all the essential nutrients we need in order to thrive. So what's amazing is Armra colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers, your body's inside suit of armor, and the first line of defense against harmful particles from the environment that can trigger inflammation and actually make you sick.
I'm not saying that it 100% works for everybody, because obviously you never know, but all I'm saying is I haven't been sick since I started taking it.
Well, and the science behind it is so cool. Armra colostrum strengthens all four layers of your gut wall, where 80% of your immune cells are housed, and it's a rich, exclusive source of antibodies that optimize your immune defense during cold and flu season.
Plus, in clinical trials, bovine colostrum was found to be at least 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. We've worked out a special offer for our audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/husband or enter husband to get 15% off your first order. Again, that's TryArmra audibletrial.com/husband.
All right, you guys, Audible is your one-stop app for all things audio entertainment, from bestsellers and the latest releases to celebrity memoirs and gripping mysteries. Audible's library is brimming with countless genres to love and new discoveries to make. Dive into an unparalleled selection of audiobooks and explore exclusive Audible originals brought to life by top celebrities, renowned experts, and fresh voices.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Plus, you can enjoy unlimited access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts such as Murder with My Husband.
Honestly, I love Audible because I will get into a story while I'm cleaning or driving. Sometimes I get so hooked listening to a story, I just end up finding new places to clean or just end up sitting in my car, which drives Garrett nuts, but I'm out there sitting there.
New members can explore Audible free for 30 days. Also, this March through May, let Audible sweep you into a realm of intrigue and suspense with their mystery and thriller collection, featuring exclusive new thrillers from their best-selling authors. Their selection is designed to captivate and surprise, ensuring your heart rate remains as elevated as your imagination.
New members can try Audible for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. That's audible.com/MWMH or text MWMH to 500-500. In 2010, a parrot sent...
2010?
Yes.
That's 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
A parrot sent a lady to jail after mimicking her owner's arguments in front of the police. The lady had been abusing her elderly mother, and the parrot cried to police, "Help me, help me," and then followed it up with like a manic laugh and just kept doing it over and over. "Help me, help me," and then laugh.
Okay.
Police asserted that the "help me, please" came from the abused mother begging for help, and the following laugh was from the abuser daughter laughing at her mother begging for help.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Insane.
Parrots were basically cameras before they were cameras.
Cameras. So literally, though, I mean, yeah. I just can't even think that this, I mean, we still have more. This many cases have been closed because of an animal.
Wow. Okay. So is it get more recent then?
Yes. On February 20th in 2014.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting a parrot.
Neelam Sharma and her dog. Okay, and I just hate that part. Her dog were found dead in her home in Agra, India. The trail immediately went cold when detectives found no evidence of what happened. Neelam's husband came to police after a while, stating that their pet parrot named Hercule, who had been in the room with Neelam when she had been murdered, was becoming extremely agitated when their nephew came to visit. So his wife gets murdered in the room with the parrot. Then they come in, they find her, she's murdered, whatever. They call the police. Then he calls the police a little while later and says, "Listen, this is weird, but every single time our nephew comes over after the murder, our parrot becomes extremely agitated."
Which there's probably no difference if like a dog saw it. They would do the same thing. They would cower. Yeah. And
I will preface,
there
has been a couple dogs who have helped solve a crime, not using English. Like the English language.
I mean, there's canine units, there's beagles, there's many different methods. Exactly.
So there are other animals who obviously do help solve crimes. They just don't use language to do it. Mm-hmm. They use their talents instead. Neelam's husband states that he would bring his nephew up in conversation to the parrot after he started noticing the parrot act weird, and that Hercule, the parrot, would begin screaming in his cage whenever he'd mention the nephew, because the parrot knows who the people are. Mm-hmm. Police decide to trust the parrot, and they bring Neelam's nephew in for questioning on nothing other than the fact that this parrot freaks out when the nephew walks in. That's the only evidence they had. And when they're interviewing him in 2014, he breaks down and admits to killing his aunt while he was attempting to rob their home.
Wow.
And the only reason they brought him in was because of this flipping parrot.
So I assume parrots are more trusted now then, would be my guess.
I mean, it seems to me that not, I mean, besides that one that's like, "Richard, no. But yeah. What if he was right and we just didn't listen to him? Like, yeah. Maybe they're not that wrong. And I mean, there are studies like parrots will just, they have emotion. And so they say things that maybe aren't true.
Uh-huh.
You know, you hear of parrots who like swear a lot.
Yes.
Because for whatever reason. I mean, most of these have been true and they've literally been solidified by the killer himself.
So I wonder if any of our listeners have a parrot, please let us know.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I'm actually really curious. If you have a parrot, please message us on Instagram or email us.
And I know we have a couple like animal veterinarians who follow us and have messaged me and stuff. So if you know anything about parrots either.
Oh, yeah.
Please, please. Okay, I know Garrett and I could go Google this stuff, but it's way, way more cool when you guys message us about it. I can't even explain it. So next, that's that case. Case closed. Hercule solved that case. On May 12th, 2015, Glenna and Martin Durham are found shot in their Michigan home. And this case, you could find this on the Today Show, on People magazine. You can find it's very popular. Martin is dead. They're married. Glenna was shot and injured. Police bring Glenna to the hospital and head back to the scene of the crime to gather evidence. Martin's parrot, named Bud, who was in the room when all this was happening, is still in his cage inside the house. Police collect him and they send him to Martin's ex-wife, who will take care of him.
Okay.
Martin's ex-wife is frightened when several weeks after the murder, Bud started repeating a conversation over and over while staying with her.
Do you know how much they can remember or repeat? Did it say anything about that?
Yeah, so they said they can repeat stuff from years ago.
So I mean, as far as, okay. So like, could they repeat like a whole page of like a book I'm saying? Or do you know like the, I guess, word count? Is there a word count?
Yeah, so I actually don't know that, but I do know that this parrot
recited a lot,
a whole conversation.
Okay.
And I don't think it's necessarily like always in order, but he just repeats phrases of the conversation over and over again. And I'm actually going, we are going to insert the parrot speaking this conversation because this one has a video. They took video. The ex-wife, he would say it all the time. So one day when he started saying it, she videoed him doing it.
Okay.
And so we will insert that video and let it play here.
Okay.
Get your over now.
All right, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I don't know about you, but when I've been hanging out a lot, going out with friends, dinners, maybe my social battery completely drains and I need to take a few days to have a breather. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm a huge believer in therapy. And even if you're like, I just don't feel like I have much to talk about. I don't feel like I have all this trauma. You don't realize how much your body holds on to with stress and just unhappy emotions. It holds on to it. So it's nice to let it out and get it out. Keep your life in order, and that is something therapy can do for you.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/husband today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/husband.
Okay, if you're like me, you probably care about eating healthy. I feel like we've all tried a million different ways to do that, but
McDonald's. Nah, just kidding.
But honestly, it became a no-brainer when I got my first Hungry Root delivery. And I have to tell you, I ordered Hungry Root.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, they reached out wanting to be a sponsor of the show. And I was like, good to go because I already went on and ordered Hungry Root.
We seriously loved it. Before we were even sponsored and Peyton ordered it just because she wanted to try it, it was so cool. Like it came in this box. There's all these different foods and they're healthy. They're good for you. There's snacks, stuff to make dinner recipes. It was amazing. The very first night we got it, we made our dinner and we both loved it.
Well, and it's really easy. You actually just take a short quiz and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations. So honestly, I can just go and pick a recipe, boom, puts all of it in my cart. It's crazy.
Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients.
So right now, Hungry Root is offering Murder With My Husband listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/husband to get 40% off your first delivery and your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/husband. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. Okay, imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I have definitely learned as I've gotten older that fast fashion is just not it. High quality, versatile items that will last a lifetime are the only way to go. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I have their silk skirt. It's washable. It's literally one of my favorites, and I wear it all the time. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/husband for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/husband to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/husband.
The impressive thing about Bud, this parrot, is he's an African gray parrot, which would... Another parrot we talked about was also an African gray parrot. And these parrots are known for their ability to not only mimic words and phrases, but also do it in the same tone or voice in which they heard it. So because Bud had lived with Martin, he had already mastered Martin's voice. So whenever he would say things that Martin had said, he said it in his exact voice.
Okay.
And that's like their special talent. Mm-hmm. Bud seemed to be mimicking both Martin and Glenna, his wife, who's alive and in the hospital. His repetitive conversation starts with what sounds like an argument between the two. And keep in mind, Glenna was shot in the head and survived. Bud makes some chaotic noises, and then what appears to be Martin saying, and the crazy thing is you'll hear it, but he changes octaves. It goes from what sounds like a girl's voice to what sounds like a boy's voice.
Okay.
And he starts by Martin, who they're assuming is Martin, saying, no, shut up. And then there's some more noise. But then he says, get your effing something that we can't really tell what he says. And then over here now.
Shut up and you.
And then it ends with the most chilling sentence of all. Martin screaming, don't effing shoot.
Oh my God.
And then he just starts over. The parrot just starts over restating
just
all
saying this. Mm-hmm. The same thing over.
Just
over.
Like it sounds like what he's mimicking is like arguments, and then he'll say some like audible words, which are what I just read you.
That's so crazy because you start to come up with pictures in your mind mm-hmm. of and what could have happened.
And he's going back and forth between high pitched to low.
That's insane.
So it turns out like when all this comes to fruition and cops go to Glenn and go, it sounds like you guys were having an argument. It doesn't sound like what you said was some intruder came in and shot both of you. Sounds like you two were arguing. Turns out Glenna had shot Martin 5 times and then attempted to shoot herself in what would be a murder suicide, but failed. She shot herself in the head and survived.
I don't know what to say. Cause I was going to say, it's so unlucky, but I don't like that word because she tried to...
She killed someone. Yeah.
She killed someone, but she tried to kill herself and it didn't work.
Yes. And not only did it not work, their parrot literally threw them under the bus. But because before that, police were... What reason did they have to not believe that an intruder had come in? Like, she had been shot in the head. And then afterwards, she was like, no, I didn't... Like, an intruder came in and shot me.
So interesting. Well, I do know, though, if we do get a parrot and something happens to one of us... Someone's got to get rid of that parrot.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be on our listeners' job, okay?
Yeah.
So according to Kenza Bryan with independent.com, Glenna Durham was found guilty of first-degree murder by the Neuauga County jury in Michigan. Bud, the parrot, was not used inside the actual courtroom because they discovered they couldn't put him up on the, like, they couldn't bring him in his cage and get him to repeat it in front of the jury. There was nothing that, like, triggered him to say it.
Even when he got around
even when he got around Glenna.
Glenna?
Yeah. So he would just randomly do it. So instead, they took his video with his testimony on video, essentially, that the ex-wife had taken, and took that into consideration.
Okay.
But essentially, police credit this parrot for solving this crime. And this was just in 2015.
Wow. That's recent.
Yeah. And so these are just some of the stories of parrots literally saving the day. It's insane. And like I said, you can get on and type in like pets solving crimes, and there are so many. So if you're interested in this, I would highly, highly suggest you do it. So for those of you out there who have a security system like we do, or have taken self-defense classes but still feel unsafe, I would suggest maybe trying a parrot.
Get a parrot.
They seem to be smart and know what they're doing. I just want to remind everyone again about the giveaway. Go enter on our Instagram. We're super, super excited about it.
And this episode, I mean, it was a little different than our other ones.
Yeah.
But it was still fun and it's still awesome. But I know you were talking about we might have some long ones next week or something.
Yes. So our next week's episode are going to take a lot of time for me to research, but it will definitely be worth it. It's going to be a more in-depth story. It was sent in and I'm really excited for you guys to hear it. It has all the details you're wanting. It just took a little bit longer for me to research. So stay tuned for that.
And hopefully when we get that Patreon set up next year, that those extra episodes will be good.
Oh.
Well, they will be
good. I'm really excited for that. It's something we've been wanting to do. It's something you guys have been asking for. We just, you know, have to keep growing and all of that. But it's kind of exciting because I feel like once you take the step of making a Patreon, it just kind of confirms that we have been growing, and we're so grateful for all of you guys for being here, because without you, we don't have a Patreon. Mm-hmm. So we are just so, so excited for that. And can I just say, thank goodness for pets. We will see you guys next week. I love it.
And I hate it.
Goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.